And welcome to another edition of Cornette's Commentary right here on Who's Slamming Who. This is Tommy Fiero, joined by the one and only Jim Cornette. Jimmy, what's going on, man?
Oh, well, I have all kinds of positive things. You know, last week, apparently some people said, too much politics, not enough wrestling. But I was grumpy last week because of, you know, the fact that the country was falling for this Republican line of horseshit. But nevertheless, today, I know you have a couple of topics, but we're going to talk about some positive things going on in wrestling, specifically wrestling here in the Louisville, Kentucky area, my hometown, and it's going to be lovely.
All right, well, let's get to it. What do you have going on?
Well, we're excited because, of course, it's been announced for some time now that the Ring of Honor national television tapings for HDNet are coming to the Davis Arena, the home of OVW here in Louisville, on Thursday and Friday, December 9th and 10th, and tickets have been selling already. As a matter of fact, I think there may be a few VIP ringside and floor seats for one of the nights or both nights available, a few each, but they're mostly gone, and the general admissions are going because it's going to be the first time that the Ring of Honor National TV has ever taken place outside Philadelphia. And it's that's a big deal alone, but we've put together a week that's sort of like going to be a dream week if you're a wrestling fan or even a wrestler. You might want to be in Louisville the week of December 4th through 11th. We've got an OVW tryout camp scheduled for December 4th and 5th. You can go to ovwrestling.com and find out more about that, the application, what you need to do. But we're going to have talent in from all over the country, similar to what we've done back in September at OVW and a couple of times this year in Ring of Honor that's yielded us some great results, found some new talent. A bunch of guys from all over the country for the 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, with Saturday with myself and the OVW trainers like Nick Dinsmore and Mike Mondo and Danny Davis. A lot of them will be there to view the guys in promos and conditioning drills and wrestling drills and actual matches. And then on Sunday, the same thing goes on. But additionally, even though I won't be there because I'm allergic to assholes, but John Laurinaitis from the WWE will actually be there from 3 to 6 p.m. on Sunday to scout talent. So it's going to be an opportunity for the wrestlers to be seen by people from OVW, myself from Ring of Honor and OVW, and even Laurinaitis from the WWE. So that's a two-day camp on the 4th and 5th. And we actually have a hotel rate at a real nice place for the out-of-town guests, so we're going to have that up on the website here very shortly. Then, of course, WWE Raw is at the new arena in downtown Louisville on Monday the 6th for those people who like that sort of thing. And then on Wednesday night the 8th at the Davis Arena, the weekly OVW television show will not only feature the OVW stars, but also some of the best independent talent that's going to be coming in from New England and from different places and staying over for the week. And also, Charlie Haas and Shelton Benjamin, old OVW favorites, the world's greatest tag team, are going to appear that Wednesday night live at the OVW taping. Then, are you following me so far, Tommy?
Yes, sir.
Then on Thursday and Friday, like I said, the Ring of Honor tapings, two nights only at the Davis Arena. Every top Ring of Honor star will be there. Haas and Benjamin will be there. Christopher Daniels, Homicide, of course, Roderick Strong and Eddie Edwards, the world champion and television champion, the kings of wrestling, the tag team champions. There'll be a dozen matches each night with about 30 stars, including some OVW superstars who there's actually going to be an OVW heavyweight title match one of the nights of the Ring of Honor taping, and a Southern Tag Team title match on the other night of the taping. And then, winding it up, on Saturday night, December the 11th, the OVW Saturday Night Special with, once again, a lot of OVW stars, possibly even a couple of Ring of Honor stars that are staying over, and we have to remains to be seen who those might be, and also some top independent guys from around the country, and a big night of live action, and the best part is not only the ticket prices, which I will tell you in a minute, but we're actually going to have a rate at the hotel also for out-of-town fans coming in, staying the 4 or 5 nights. You can go to ovwrestling.com. You'll be able to find out about it at rohwrestling.com. But the ticket prices, $5 for the OVW television taping, general admission, $15 for each night, Thursday, Friday of the Ring of Honor tapings, or if you buy the tag team package, one ticket each night, that's only $25, and then the ticket prices are $10 for the Saturday Night Special on Saturday, but if you bring your Ring of Honor ticket stub, you get $3 off. So basically, you can see all four shows together for $37.
Very nice.
You can't beat that. It's like a sore Peter and a busted drum. You just can't beat it. So we're really excited about, you know, it's always been a priority of mine and of OVW's to bring the best wrestling that we can to Louisville, and we've done that over the years, and we think we're going to have a great week for not only the fans of Kentuckiana, but also anybody that wants to take an early Christmas trip and give themselves a Christmas present. You can't see this much wrestling anywhere in the known world in the space of 1 week for that little money.
Yeah, it's definitely an early Christmas present for wrestling fans out there. Also, it actually reminds me of something you did back years ago when you had Smoky Mountain Wrestling used to do this fan week.
The Smoky Mountain Fan Weeks. As a matter of fact, that was usually in the summer, but thank God we didn't do it this summer because it was 100 degrees every day. But
well, no picnic in December, that's for sure.
There won't be any picnics, but I can steer everybody to the best barbecue in Louisville. So there is plenty to eat here. But we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a chance for a lot of new stars to get seen. It's going to be a chance for the OVW stars to show their stuff, and there's going to be a lot of old favorites returning to the Davis Arena, as well as a completely new look for the Ring of Honor HDNet television program. So we're all looking forward to it.
Very nice. And most importantly, it's a chance for fans to, like you said, get away and get an early Christmas gift and see a week worth of wrestling, you know?
And, yeah, and like I said, you know, you can even get in to see that stuff down at the new arena downtown on Monday if you like that sort of thing.
Yeah, you won't be there at all, right?
Say again?
You won't be there, I'm guessing.
I've actually have to wash my hair that night, so I'm kind of busy. But we've got all kinds of plans for the Wednesday through Saturday, and as well, we're getting a lot of applications for the tryout camp, and there's a lot of undiscovered talent out there that we'd like to find first.
Very nice. I'm sure we'll talk about that more here on Who's Slamming Who in the upcoming weeks. And like you said last week, a lot of people were going crazy that they waited 2 months to listen to Jim Cornette, and he didn't talk wrestling. Well, it's cool.
Well, you know, there's some things more important than wrestling now, folks. Come on. I mean, even I can realize that, especially, you know, the country trying to be taken back over by the conservative caveman whack jobs. But what's done is done, and it's not as bad as it could have been. And once again, they've proven themselves, I think, to be exactly what they are, which is the people who just sit back and want to kick the guy running the country out and see him fail just because they don't agree with his progressive policies, which might actually benefit someone besides their rich corporate overseers. But nevertheless, I digress.
And also, everyone has to remember, it's called Cornette's Commentary, not Cornette's Pro Wrestling Commentary. So whatever's on Jimmy's mind, he talks about, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Come to think of it, what you said. But let's talk some wrestling. Tommy, what do you got going on this week?
Well, like we said, you know, we haven't had the opportunity to really talk wrestling in the last couple months, and some of the hot topics that took place recently, a lot of people actually want to know, they know you're a big UFC fan, they want to know your take on the Brock Lesnar-Undertaker confrontation that took place a couple weeks back.
Well, and first I'll comment on Brock Lesnar and Cain Velasquez, because I really wish I could have seen the fight live, but unfortunately I had an event that I was at in Chicago, and I didn't want to spend $50 on the replay after I knew the finish. But I would like to see it at some point. But you know, I heard it was a tremendous fight. But once again, you know, this Kane boy, he's as tough as his WWE namesake. If he whooped up on Brock like that, but I think both these guys are going to be on top for years to come. We're going to see, because you can't just erase a big money player like Brock Lesnar with one loss. But at the same time, there's always somebody tougher. Didn't they say that back in the Old West?
Yeah.
There's always somebody faster. As far as the confrontation between Brock and Taker, I'm sure that Vince McMahon would love to give Brock, you know, a million or two to have a big marquee WrestleMania match, because they're plagued by injuries and lack of folks that are really truly WrestleMania over. But I'm also pretty sure that Dana White is probably not going to let Brock Lesnar have too much involvement in either A, pro wrestling, or B, a competitor's pay-per-view business. So they might have been trying to stir something up, but I don't think it's going very far.
Speaking of Undertaker, what is your thoughts on Paul Bearer making a return to WWE recently?
I'm glad to see it, because, you know, I'm always glad to see, A, Paul Bearer on television, even though I don't watch it, but I'm glad to see him having fun. I know he's enjoying it, and that's the most important thing. You know, he's back on television. He's different than anybody else in the business. and he takes his craft seriously, and I'm glad to see him having fun and part of the program.
And speaking of returns, it's just been reported recently that Val Venus has recently re-signed with the WWE. I don't know if it's going to be as a talent or a trainer or whatnot, but what's your thoughts on Val Venus re-signing with WWE?
I'm all in favor of it because, truthfully, they missed the boat on Sean Morley 10 years ago. You know, this was in the Vince Russo, everything's got to be dirty era. And he became a porn star, and of course that got over for a little while, but then when they changed direction, it also iggied him out, because then he was known as a porn star. And Sean Morley has always been a great worker and a great wrestler, and I think he was just as sound in the ring, or could have been, as a guy like Arn Anderson was to the NWA and WCW, if he had been presented as either himself or a character, or I use that word now, geez, character, a gimmick or a personality that was had longer legs when they changed directions. The talent was great. I was never much on the gimmick.
And just staying in that direction real quickly, a couple people also want to know your thoughts on Matt Hardy recently exiting WWE. They want to know your thoughts on Matt Hardy as a performer. Compare him to Jeff and whether or not you can see him again in Ring of Honor because he has been there in the past.
Oh, well, you know, in answer to whether you can see him in Ring of Honor, it depends on his price tag and whether he wants to wrestle or whether he wants to rejoin Jeff in TNA, where I guess, you know, you don't wrestle. First of all, I've not seen any of Matt's work in the last 5 years because I don't watch WWE.
Yeah.
But I always knew Matt when we worked together and when I knew them as young guys to be probably the better worker of the two of them, to be honest. Jeff is flashier. It was sort of like a situation where Matt was the cleanup guy, the tougher, the bigger brother. He was also a more solid worker, but he wasn't as flashy or spectacular off the top. Maybe that's why Matt's had fewer injuries than Jeff. So while Jeff has been portrayed as the bigger star over the past few years, you know, Matt, as the older brother, may be a little bit wiser. I think, you know, all the interaction I ever had with the Hardys, they were both great kids. So I'm glad to see anybody leave Vince McMahon's employ on their own terms.
And let's talk about Big Sexy, Kevin Nash. A couple of the listeners want to know. He's no longer in TNA. And actually, last week, he tweeted, I know you're a big fan of Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
He put, "Vince, let me in the Rumble. If I win, I get Undertaker at Mania. If I lose, I'll join the Kiss Your Ass Club, the next Raw." Dale, what's your thoughts on Kevin Nash no longer in TNA, and do you think that another WWE run is in his future?
Well, I'm sure it's good for TNA because it eliminates him from paying for some high-priced talent since their payroll has skyrocketed out of control under the Bischoff-Hogan regime. You know, once again, this is, we're talking about, and I'm not even knocking Kevin Nash personally, I could do that at a later date, we're talking about a guy who's past 50, who's not exactly a spring chicken, who comes with a high price tag. What does that do for the future? It's not just Kevin Nash personally, it's half of TNA's roster, and to be honest, some of WWE's. With Undertaker, he's an institution. He's a WrestleMania legend. He's got the streak. It's the greatest gimmick in the history of wrestling. But now even he's banged up. You know, with the surgery, hopefully he will be back for WrestleMania because he deserves it. You know, but at the same time, I don't think we need to be talking about Undertaker being matched up with a guy that's older, that's had more surgeries, and just isn't currently injured right now. And especially for that much money. And to be quite honest, they had that main event at WrestleMania in 1997, and it didn't draw very well.
This is true. Hey, how's Bobby Eaton doing?
Bobby is doing much better. As a matter of fact, I saw him at the ring roast that you didn't attend, Tommy. That was right in your backyard. I never see you when I come to your home state.
Yep.
But I saw him at the roast. He's on different medication. He had some fluid buildup, so he gained some weight, but he's down to like 245 pounds. It looks better than he has in months.
And the last question here on Cornette's commentary this week, I already know the answer to it, but I'd figure I'd throw it out there anyway. Next week on Monday Night Raw is going to be called Old School. It's a 3-hour Monday Night Raw, and they're bringing in a lot of guys from the past guys like Sergeant Slaughter, Iron Cheek, Nikolai Volkov, Roddy Piper, et cetera, et cetera. And they said, Jimmy, what's the chances of a Jim Cornette surprise appearance on the Old School Raw next week?
Well, golly, the only chance of that is if they do Raw live from my Ford Expedition as I motor back from the big Toronto Sports Card Expo and Ring of Honor event that I'm attending this weekend on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Because that's where I'll be. But as a matter of fact, I will be there, Ring of Honor at the International Center in Mississauga, suburban Toronto, this Saturday night with Christopher Daniels challenging Roderick Strong for the Ring of Honor World title. The Kings of Wrestling against Dean and Carino for the tag team title, and much more on the card. That's Saturday night, and I'll be at the Goodwin Sports booth at the Toronto Sports Card Expo at the International Center also on Friday from 3 o'clock till close, Saturday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday for however much energy I have left over. So you can actually have a ball at the International Center in Mississauga this weekend for 3 days if you want to.
Speaking of Chris Daniels real quick, are you surprised that WWE never tried to sign him after TNA?
No, I'm not, because he's a tremendous wrestler, a great professional, a wonderful person, takes care of his business, and is a great guy personally, and has no bad habits. So I'm not surprised that they wouldn't want a guy like that around.
And as always, make sure you head over to JimCornette.com. Again, that's JimCornette.com.
Bigger and better than ever.
Than ever. And we'll be back next week here with more of Cornette's commentary here on Who's Slamming Who. And Jimmy, as always, thank you very much and look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks, Tommy. I'll see you then.
All right, JC. Later, man.
Bye-bye.